Y'all can hate me if you want, but I got Logic and Sinatra 4.
Yup. I like it. I listen to it. I go back to it.
Dope.
I go back to it.
My
At number 10, I got Royce da 5'9", Book of Ryan. At number 9, I got Denzel Curry, Taboo. At number 8, I got Vince Staples, FM. At number 7, I got J-Rock, Redemption. At number 6, I got Freddie Gibbs, Freddie. At number 5, I got J.I.D., DiCaprio 2. At number 4, I got Pusha T, Daytona. At number 3, I got Benny the Butcher, Tana Talk 3. At number 2, I got Alchemist, Currency, and Freddie Gibbs, Fetty. And number 1, Nipsey Hussle, Victory.
Oh, shit, he made 101.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
one.
He stayed there.
All right, at number 10, I have Quelle Chris and Jean Grey, Everything's Fine. At number 9, I have Rock Marciano, DJ Muggs, Chaos. At number 8, I have Lupe Fiasco, Droga's Wave.
That's right.
Yeah, nigga. at number 7, I got Fonte, No News is Good News. At number 6, I have Benny the Butcher, Tana Talk. I said that right?
Tana
Talk, yeah.
3. Put the 3 on there, dude.
Tana Talk 3. There you go. That's number 6. At number 5, I have Royce da 5'9", The Book of Ryan. At number 4, I have Rock Marciano, The Bitter Dose, Rosebud Revenge 2. At number 3, I have Black Thought, Streams of Thought, Volume 2. At number 2, I have Kai, and I'm pronouncing this producer name wrong. I can't believe this. And Annie Moss. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Orpheus versus the Sirens at number 2. Number 1, I have Rock Marciano, Behold the Dark Horse.
Goddamn, you got Rock Marciano all over that motherfucker.
Alright, so number 10, I got Benny, Tana Talk 3. Number 9, Ka, Orpheus and the Sirens. It's actually, I got Herman and the Recluse, I think that's theirs.
That's the name of the group.
Yeah.
So Herman and the Recluse, Orpheus and the Sirens. Number 8, Rock Marciano, Behold the Dark Horse. Number 7, DJ Muggs and Rock Marciano, Chaos. Number 6, Arm & Hammer, Paraffin. Number 5, West Side Gun, Supreme Blind Tail. Number 4, Black Dog and Salim Remy, Volume 2. Strings of Thought, Volume 2. Now I'm gonna tell y'all what I tried to do. I was trying to be slick. I tried to be real slick. But I'll say that when we start talking. So number 3 is Lupe Fiasco, Droga's Wave. Number 2, Jean Grey and Quelle Chris, Everything is Fine. And number 1, Rock Marciano, The Bitter Dose.
Okay, so you got Rock all over
the place. Whew. Whew. All right, number 10, I got Rob.
Papa Molly.
That's fucked up. Number 10, I got Rob Sonic with Defender. At number 9, I got Earl Sweatshirt with some rap songs. At number 8, I got Atmosphere with Mi Vida Local. At number 7, I got Lupe Fiasco with Droga's Wave. At number 6, I got Arm & Hammer with Paraffin. Number 5, I got Moody Black with Lucas Acid. Number 4, I got JPEG Mafia with Veteran. Number 3, I got ASAP Rocky with Testing.
Ooh.
I mean, consistency, bro. At number 2, I got Sadistic with Silo Sessions 2. And number 1, Holding Strong, Jean Grey and Quelle Chris with Everything's Fine.
I miss it. I'm gonna do it at the shoot.
I know. I just did it.
You want me to hold the camera and film it?
No, he got me.
Mention to him that it's not in order.
Yeah, it's not in order. I just literally made this list.
But follow him on Instagram, though, so you can get it in order. He'll post
Instagram or Twitter. I'll probably put it in order by the time this video comes out. I will. Maybe. Number 1, I have Rock Marciano, Rosebud Revenge 2, The Bitter Dose. Number 2, and like I said, no in particular order, I have Saba, Care For Me. Saba, Care For Me. Number 3, I have J-Rock, Redemption. Number 4, I have West Side Gun, Supreme, Blind Tail. Number 5, I have No Name, Room 25. Number 6, I have Freddie Gibbs, Currency and Alchemist, Fetty. Number 7, I have Jid, DiCaprio 2. Number 8, I have Benny the Butcher, Tana Talk 3. Number 9, I have Pusha T, Daytona. And number 10, y'all can hate me if you want, but I got Logic and Sinatra 4.
When I looked at that project, and I knew it was gonna be in my top 10 or even my top 15, when I was just looking through it, I'm like, 3-4 tracks maybe?
Really? I feel like it was solid in that. I feel like 3-4 tracks. I feel like 3 tracks I probably wanna listen to. Solid. But the rest of it, well, here's the thing. What I mean by 3 or 4 tracks is what would bring me back. And I'm not saying that the rest of it was trash, but it just kind of, it would just be there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it didn't attract me back. Like, it's not like, oh my God, I gotta listen to this. Like, I felt that void has been filled by so many other artists this year that I'm just like, ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see, like, for Michael, Bill. I don't know for you, though. I don't see, like, who's filling that void? Who's filling that Logic void for you? Outside of, like, a Jid or somebody. Who's filling that void for you?
Well, this year, honestly, between Jid and Freddie, like, both projects he was on, I didn't need Logic. You know what I'm saying? And then Crit dropped 3 freaking mini EPs with 7 tracks total. I didn't need Logic. Like, I don't know. And I'm not saying that those people necessarily filled the void of Logic, but it was just so much more hip-hop that I felt was better than that project that I'm not going back.
I feel like there were projects like Royce, Black Thought, that are, you know, better projects, but for me personally, this is my personal
opinion. Oh, of course.
I'm surprised.
I'm just not gonna go back to a Black Thought album like that. I'm just not gonna go back to a Royce album. I appreciate it and I listen to it and I like what it is, but I'm just not gonna go back to it like that. That's just not the type of music I like to listen to on a regular basis.
No, I feel you because when I was looking at the list and I was looking at everything that dropped this year, I saw the Black Thought and I'm like, you know, let me go make sure I ain't fucking up by not putting it on the list. And I'm like, yeah, this shit dope, but I don't personally go back. Can't make it.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you.
Which one?
With
Volume 1 and Volume 2?
The first one. The one that we...
Oh, the one with Knife?
Yeah, the one that we reviewed.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both really dope.
Yeah, they're both dope. It was just kind of like... Damn. I honestly just think that this year had so many fucking great projects that even the good ones, they just didn't have a place. The one that was really fighting, the one that was I had at number 10, I was just like, oh man, I have to take Fonte. No good, no news is good news.
I like that one too, but again, it's just not the Fonte that I used to really like. Like I guess not Fonte, but like Lil Brother. Mm-hmm. I've always liked Lil Brother's tandem. Like I've had a hard time accepting Fonte
just
solo artist.
I feel you. And you know what? Like for me, I love Fonte. You know what I'm saying? I love the direction and the vision of his music. It was just kind of like everything else on my list kind of got that bounce. You know what I'm saying? It got that knock, you know, and Fonte just didn't have that. So I was like, I love it, but I don't go back to it. But it should be on there because I feel like we need more Fontes talking about, you know, the subject matter he talks about and stuff. But I was just like, I just can't.
I had Fonte at 10 too. And, it was a struggle because I really, like you, I wanted to leave him in there because the album and the quality and the things he was talking about, you know, was definitely, you know, needed. But
this is the toughest year in a really long time. So. Yeah, it might be
since
ever.
Since we started doing that, this has been the toughest year for me, personally for me.
Yeah, like, it might be.
As I'm listening, like looking at my list, I'm like, I can literally take 10. I can take these 10 projects I took out and put another 10 in, and I'll be happy with it. I'm just like, wow, like this was a good year, man.
For instance, what did you leave off? Like, what was your honorable mention?
Just a couple.
Sylvan Lasu,
I never got a chance to listen to that.
Yeah, that shit was dope. Denmark Vesey, Sun Go Nova, that shit was amazing. Paolo Brown and Drell Ortiz, Mona Lisa was dope. And Jericho Jackson, that's the one I feel kind of bad leaving off, but it's just, yeah. Pusha T, Daytona. I mean, you know.
Like yeah. B said, I have another 10 down. Yes,
I can put some.
So what were some of your honorable mentions then?
Some of my strongest ones that were really fighting was the Epic Beardmen project. That I really wanted to put that on there, but it got bumped out. But it's still a fucking awesome project. That Jid.
You ain't had Jid on there.
I didn't have Jid on there because it just got bumped out. That J-Rock, I had that on the list. I had the Death Grips. I had the fucking the Ka project, the Orpheus and the Sirens. Henry Osborne. I had a lot of stuff on there, but I just had to. It was painful.
It was painful because
these should not be this stressful.
Yes.
And I was seriously like, over the past 3 days, like, God damn it.
Because if you remember like previous years, you'd be like, oh yeah, top 10. We come up with that easy. Like, it wasn't no struggle. Sure. But this one, I'm like, I'm just doing my list. I'm like, damn, I got 22 albums. I was like, how am I going to fit this in 10?
This could have easily been a top 20.
Yeah, I said
we should do a top 20.
Keep it stressful.
Keep it challenging.
Because a top 20, at that, I feel like when you make a top 20, it's just too easy.
Yeah,
you're cheating at
that point. Yeah, because then you're just putting
all your good, all your shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me put this out there, because I saw Dart Adams tweeted this. And it was interesting. At first I was like, oh, okay. But then I started to really think about it. I was like, man, that's actually might be worth a discussion. So he said that when you do a top 10, he used the word narrow casting, meaning that, you know, you're reducing the high volume or volume of good, great to amazing albums or whatever down to like 10. And that, of course, obviously you're leaving out other albums that are deserving of recognition.
That's just one of those things where it's like, okay, you're leaving out projects that are great. Yeah, but it's not like we didn't already talk about the projects in other places.
Mm.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't think his critique counts for us.
Yeah, and we're talking about it right now. Because we have to acknowledge, right, being in hip-hop, that this is a very tough year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, even if it doesn't make the top list, the fact that we're talking about it is good enough.
This year came out swinging too.
Y'all had Rock Marciano all through y'all list, so like over some of those other ones that you wanted to put on the list, like what made you decide to just put them on there two more times? Instead of putting like some of the other ones that got honorable mentions.
Shit was fucking amazing, dude. Like the fact that he made three albums, dude. Yeah. Like, not only somebody that makes two albums, this man made three albums. All of them sound different. Like, that's crazy how they all.
Because you know, Rock is one of my favorite artists, so. But I just felt weird putting them on there that many times.
I think if it's deserving, and I think that's where I was like, they deserve because they were
albums that
and you know, and I think when I said, okay, is it this versus this? Like, which ones would I listen to?
Mm-hmm.
So when I put two albums side by side that I could have put, like ASAP Rocky's Testing,
mm-hmm.
you know, I really wanted to put in there. But, you know, when I put them side by side, I'm going to pick the Rock Marciano, you know, over that. The Dark Horse one. And I struggled with that. I was like, man, is it fair to include him on that?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Times?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's fair. It's your
list. It's my list. I was about to say that. It's my list at the end of the day. We all going to have our own, our own, like, list or whatever. But I was looking, I'm like, look.
It does come down to personal preference.
Right.
You know, I think some of these things really boils down to that. But I think the quality of the work, the album that he put into those projects, I think is warranted for me. So, because I, you know, when I listened to him, I'm like, man, how? Because we only reviewed one, you know, which was The Vidados 2. So, Rose World's Revenge 2. So we didn't get a chance to really talk about the other two, and the other two were just as amazing. And to add to that, so this is what I was saying earlier, and the problem was that, like, I was trying to be slick and add Black Thought's
Volume 1 and 2.
Yeah, because I was gonna do Black Thought Volume 1 and 2. But they were two different producers,
right,
so that's why it kind of bumped that out. But Volume 2, though, I understand what you're saying. Like, that's not like what you prefer to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But man, when I was listening to it again today, I was like, man.
I never got a chance to hear Volume 2. I hadn't got around to it.
Man.
Volume 2, man. The new grit.
Who produced this one?
Salim Remy.
Yeah.
He produced They Shooting Again. He produced that. He produced a lot of joints. He produced Poison off of Stillmatic. He produced a lot of joints.
What were some of your honorable mentions, Ken? I don't think you told us.
Black Thought Volume 1, Prime, Royce. You know, Freddie, I looked at Mick Jenkins, J-Rock, Jericho Jackson, Black Milk, were some other ones that I considered.
What happened to the bus driver you were talking about?
That one's one. That I think Rock and Benny kind of started to push that out. West Side Gun started. So some of the ones that I had on my five started to get pushed out by projects that dropped after we did our top five. You know, so like, I didn't expect Benny. You know, First listen, I'm like, what the fuck? You know, we often talk about every year, everybody say, man, this was a great year for hip hop. This was a great year for hip hop. And you know, I for one always come up and like, it's all right. This year, you know, by the time we made it to the end of the year, it actually turned out to be a really good year in terms of the quality of albums.
You look back and start from January to now, you're like, damn, it was some. Every month we was blessed with something that,
it started
that
kept out our strong.
Attention. Like that Mick Jenkins, I wanted to listen to that, obviously, because he's one of
that's just crazy.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite. Man. So he probably would have made it, but I never got a chance to listen to it.
When I heard and the number of times I played it, I was like, oh my god! And I wish we could have reviewed it because somebody asked if we were going to review it. And I told him I don't think we'll be, you know, get a chance to touch it, but. You know, you guys, Mick Jenkins, he's come a long way with me.
My honorable mention list, Dave East and Styles P, Beloved.
I didn't listen to it.
That shit was amazing.
I only listened to it like twice, so I didn't consume it as much.
He dropped two this year, right?
Who, Dave East?
Dave East.
He dropped Paranoia 2.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm
Styles listening.
He also dropped Karma 2.
Between that one, Drogas Wave, and Fonte, they all three of them was fighting for number 10.
Was I the only one with Drogas? Oh, no, you didn't have it.
No, I had it too.
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. Okay, never mind.
But Benny, man, let's talk a little bit about
Benny. That's right. So back to Benny. You had to ask him one more time. Go ahead.
So obviously, he made four out of the five lists, and then he made Mike's honorable mention. We haven't gotten into it yet, but damn. Like, that should make number three on my list, because, bruh.
Yeah, it probably would have been high. If I would have put mine in order, I'm pretty sure that would have been top five.
Was he on yours? He was on your list too?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That shit's hard as fuck.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, man.
It's hard as fuck.
Benny's nice, man.
Benny probably is the nice guy of the whole crew.
I said that to Conway, but Benny dropped a hell of a project.
I don't know.
Remember I said that to Westside?
Yeah, I remember you said that.
Like, when we did Supreme Body, I was like, look. I'm not telling you, Benny's nice.
Like, he has such a fucking hood rap vibe. Like, he makes the whole, like, he makes everybody in the audience feel like you could just go sell drugs and rob.
He does. I'll be feeling like that when I be bumping him in.
Yeah.
And you know what's the crazy thing? Cause I was like, okay, how do I describe this guy? And the only thing I could think of was like Mellow Hype, right? Where he's so smooth. No. I'm not comparing him. I'm just thinking of the name. Mellow Hype, right? Where I'm like, damn, this nigga is so smooth, but he's hard as fuck. Okay. So I was like, like smooth hard, voice, like what the fuck
voice,
is he?
Is the voice the smooth part?
Yes, his voice.
Cause he doesn't sound aggressive.
He doesn't, but he sounds his menacing.
Words. His words are aggressive.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like that dynamic that he has.
Yeah.
You can't try to manufacture either have it or you don't, and he has it.
I'm just recalling the first time I listened to it, right? And I think it is like that it factor. Like, you can't really describe what it is, you just know it's there. Yeah. And that's when I'm listening, I'm like, man, this shit don't make any fucking sense for this to be so fucking dope. But I don't know why it's so fucking dope. I can't describe it. But it was just like, it's just a vibe, man. What the fuck is going on?
It's like he captured a vibe, man. Like, from the jump.
Just like,
as soon as you play as Prey on that shit, it's like, yo, this is something.
Because the other ones in the group, they kind of have a little style and a little flair to them. Maybe it's the voice. Maybe it's the way they rap or they rhyme. Benny is just...
Right.
Just that nigga.
Yeah. Just that nigga.
He just sounds menacing. Yeah, he just sounds like... He doesn't sound... I don't know what it is. He sounds like that quiet dude in the class that will really fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to yell. Uh-uh. He doesn't have to get angry. Uh-huh. He's just like, I'll kill you.
I was taking the intern, so I'm going to put y'all on blast. Y'all remember I put on that Benny right before I dropped y'all off?
Yeah.
That shit, they was bobbing like,
It rolled really nice. Came in front on it, like.
It's a tough album.
Yeah.
We were listening to X right before that or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I was like, let me put y'all on some real shit. I was like, let me put y'all on some real shit real quick. I've been brother the hell out of this motherfucker.
We didn't know which one, like what X's album or Benny's album sounded like, but the mood instantly changed when you put that on.
Right, no, I heard X's album.
And then I heard when he put that on, I was like, this is like some like grown man. Like you just, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's that grown this man? Like, you just noticed that grown man.
Since I'm putting y'all on camera, stage, who y'all are, man? Who you?
My name is Jalen. Mm-hmm. I'm a film person, filmmaker. And I'm at Georgia State.
Cool, cool. What's up, man?
My name's Huey. I'm a film person too. And I'm at Georgia State. And yeah, I make music and shoot videos and write stuff. So,
yeah.
When I first popped it on, I was just like, oh my God. Like, it's so dope that an MC can still make this type of music today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like that gutter. Like people said, just very menacing, very believable. Like, wordplay is just straight to the point. I'm like, yo, this shit is like, you know, I remember I talked about like Daytona, like, yeah, push a T on that shit. But this shit. Yeah.
It'd be a good matchup.
Man,
I thought about that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, I was just like just the contrast. I'm like, man, like, Daytona was so, that shit was dark, but it was, like, dark and pretty dark. But this shit was, like, gruesome in that back alley dark. Like, you don't want to walk through there after a certain
time. Yeah, because you can't have a name like Benny the Butcher and not come with something like this.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? So when you listen to it, I'm like, yo, this shit, I mean, fuck. I mean, every track, I was just like, are you kidding me? You think you're going to have something you're going to not really care about?
No.
Every track, I was like, God track, damn.
Hey, Mike, you know what's starting to grow on me? JPEG Mafia's album.
Oh, you didn't like it?
Did you not like it before?
I don't remember you not
I don't think anybody liked it, except for me.
No,
I think I remember messaging you.
I think it was cool. I think we all like
it. The rapper was, remember we talked highly about, you know, it's not a rap.
Yeah, yeah.
The production.
And it was surprising.
Yeah,
but yeah, I actually went back and was listening to it. I was like, man, yo.
That record's dope as fuck.
That's way all right.
That record's dope.
This shit, I can fuck with this shit.
I was talking to somebody recently and I was like, man, I bet you there are gangs of folks who if they don't know who like we are,
mm-hmm.
that would just like roll across my profile and think that I just named myself after a fake person in his song.
Yeah,
I bet you they have no idea. I was thinking that the other day, cause like I got a bunch of followers after that shit came out. A gang of followers. And I thought about it later. I was like, man, I bet you they have no idea who the fuck I am. Which they shouldn't, mm-hmm. who gives a fuck. But I bet you they were just like, man, this guy just named his Twitter thing after a JPEG Mafia song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy. Funny. Like, I watch videos now where there's a whole crowd of motherfuckers singing that shit. And I'm like,
wow.
It's so weird. He's like, man, I know none of y'all know who the fuck I am. And if I just walk through the audience, then like anybody would even look at me.
Right, right.
But somebody did. You said somebody touched your hair at a show though.
Yeah, but that was on some different shit.
Because you said you would walk through a crowd and nobody would notice it, but that night
guy didn't know who I was. He came up to me and said, are you the guy in JPEG Mafia's song? Because JPEG Mafia pointed at me.
Oh, okay,
and then
he touched
my hair talking about, ooh, you do have some good hair. Man. There was going to be a murder that night. I was like, bro, if you don't get the fuck away from me right now.
Yeah, you know what was funny? Because I was listening to it this weekend and that line, you know, it just, because, you know, homie, that just stuck out, right?
Yeah,
I was like, man, this nigga really in this damn song?
I thought it was crazy too when I heard it. I was like, damn, he like legit in his song. Remember we thought it was a diss at one point?
But I just think it's crazy. Like, it's one of the biggest albums of the year. Like, it's on everybody's list.
And you associate
with it. And I'm sitting here like, damn, I wish I can get some kind of recognition. Of this shit. Like, how can I get some clout?
Right.
You know?
Damn.
I'm happy for him though. He's been grinding for a minute.
You know what? That should be cool if he brought you on the stage with him doing that song.
He okay, so you know he did a video for that song.
Oh shit.
And he did not ask me to be in it.
That's
and I was personally offended.
That was such a missed opportunity.
Bro, he knows now because he apparently everyone jumped on him. They were like, why didn't you fucking
that was just right there.
Right
there.
It's like
and
right
he said he's like, man, I couldn't afford it.
What?
And I was like, I would have flown there to be in the video if you had just asked.
Damn.
And he's like, now I feel stupid. But but then he did say something like, yeah, next time I'm in town, man, you gotta come out.
Did it feel like mainstream was weaker this year than usual? Normally they have like bigger.
The Carters was probably one of the biggest ones. I would say J. Cole, Cardi.
You know what's been big is like the little baby.
Yeah, like the SoundCloud rappers.
Not in the SoundCloud. Look like Lil Baby, YFN, Lucci.
Who?
But what I'm saying is that those are the main. That's like the new mainstream this year.
It is the new mainstream.
It's the new.
Yeah, YFN.
Because who else was it? Who else was out?
What's his name? Block Boy JB. Like those are
there's
the.
There's some other guy called.
These are the dudes this year. Those are the mainstream guys. I know you don't.
I ain't hating on. I just wonder who they are.
I'm just saying those are the mainstream guys this year. So they have had a good like.
I think we could probably end it here.
On me.
Wait. Before we get in there.
Uh huh.
Thoughts on J. Cole? Like he's getting like Grammy fucking.
You got Grammy off for this?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't.
He didn't. Like, and people like, it's like a conversation right now. Like,
oh wait, he did not.
He did not.
Ooh, they hate.
They saying they feel like Mac Miller took his spot. Like they giving it to Mac Miller for.
No.
Him.
Wow.
Because of
that.
Yeah.
That could be true, but
that's why pretty much Mac Miller took J. Cole's spot as far as nomination.
Does he ever get nominated?
J. Cole?
Yeah.
Not for. Grammys.
Then what are we talking about?
And you know this album.
Well, I think he has songs that get nominated.
But his albums haven't.
I'm asking. I can look, but I don't think he's got.
No, I think Forest Hill Drive got some nominations, didn't it?
I don't watch the Grammys.
Yeah.
Who gave a fuck about a Grammy? After you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand.
I do think.
Hold on. Before you, that's where I wanted to go.
Right there. Eminem. Job.
Oh.
So that's where I wanted to go.
Y'all just gonna have no love for Kamikaze.
So the first one, you know, crumpled it up, threw it over there, cool.
Yeah, went over your head like Eminem said. Ooh, bars.
But nobody mentioned, and we said that he sounded aggressive. He sounded like M that we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all the way whack. It was a little corny because it just seemed like he was an angry boy. That's you, my boy.
But the comeback album was forgettable. It became forgettable after that week
was over.
And not for me.
You can still listen to it, but I think
it's not forgettable.
Go ahead.
But you know what the thing is? I liked it less and less as long as the year went. Like it didn't become forgettable. It just, I think it had shock factor when it came out because we didn't expect
what he came from. Because what he made before,
yes,
what he made
and he
before.
Came from the ugly duckling. He turned to a swan.
Right.
But the thing is, after a while, you keep staring at that swan. You're like, you really ain't that cute.
And then you listen to all the other quality stuff that
exactly.
Came and that was the thing because I forgot. Like it came out when I went through it. I was like, oh shit, he did drop this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at the track. I was like, oh yeah, I did actually like songs on here.
Right.
But then it was like,
it was just so much stuff.
I still listen to it. I still go to the gym, and it's good gym music.
I can definitely
minus a few songs.
Not Venom though.
But yeah, Venom. Shit, man, Venom get you pumped.
Right.
Venom.
Right.
But last thing, I do think that regarding the mainstream, from what I've seen, I think it was the year of the big singles and less of the projects outside of the, you know, like Carter and whatever. Because I don't think, and J. Cole maybe. But I think.
Nobody cared about Drake after he.
And Drake after Scorpion dropped. Yeah. They double this. People put it on a year-end list, but they doing that's politics.
Right. See, that's why Drake mad trying to kill people.
He trying to kill.
Because y'all ain't talking about his album.
Oh, did Nicki Minaj take?
Oh, yeah. Hers then.
Oh, she had an album too?
Yep.
Cardi had an album.
I think Cardi's on people's list.
Yeah.
Cardi's is getting mentioned. I haven't seen Nicki Minaj is getting mentioned.
Yeah, and Cardi got a Grammy nod. For best album, best rap album.
There you go.
And like a couple of her singles too. So
over J. Cole.
His fans are gonna have riots.
Nicki somewhere pissed.
It's gonna be a whole bunch of people smelling like patchouli with fucking head wraps, just mad as fuck. Eating salmon sandwiches, just fighting.
We ain't radio, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Man, 2018 was a hell of a year for hip hop. As you guys can see, it was tough. It was tough to come up with these lists. But in all honesty, going into 2019, I think the thing I'm most looking forward to is everybody we don't know, because a lot of the newcomers this year, they were just hella dope, you know, even from years past like JID. So I'm really looking forward to the people we don't know today, tomorrow.